This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Nancy Sisco, S-I-S-C-O, date of birth 3/30/1945. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up, a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Sisco with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, anemia, and vascular dementia. Her last visit was March 18th of this year. Her weight is down 7 pounds over the last 6 months. She doesn't always eat very well and does have some behavioral problems in the home. No recent hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No known seizure activity since her last visit either, and that was a problem, had been a problem earlier in the year. No shortness of breath, no complaints of chest pain or other problems at this time. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day. Gabapentin is 100 milligram twice a day. Lamotrigine is 150 milligram twice a day. Spironolactone 25 milligram daily. We have Zonisamide 400 milligram daily in the evening. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 179.2 pounds, pulse 56, and blood pressure is 130 over 74. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/9/2024. Creatinine is stable at 136, estimated GFR is 40. Calcium 9.3, albumin 3.6, electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.4. Her hemoglobin is 10.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, anemia of chronic disease, which is improving. Hemoglobin was 9 in July, now we're up to 10.2. And 3, vascular dementia. The patient should continue to have lab studies every 3 months for us, and we faxed a new lab order so that we can get results every 3 months. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.